Good morning, brothers and sisters.
早上好，弟兄姊妹们。
Thank the Lord for this another opportunity for us to gather before Him today.
感谢主，又给了我们一次机会，可以让我们聚集在他的面前。
Before we get started, why don't we have a word of prayer?
在我们开始之前，请让我们有一个祷告。
Dear Lord, we thank you so much for another opportunity today.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们的心实在是感谢赞美你，谢谢你又给了我们一次机会。
We know that we are standing in your holy presence.
我们知道我们是站在你的至圣者的面前。
May you cleanse us with the blood of Christ.
愿你真的是用你的宝血来洁净我们。
May you allow us to hear the small still voice of your Holy Spirit.
愿我们真的在这里能够听见你圣灵那个微小的声音。
And may you gain the highest place of the honor from our hearts.
也愿你真的是得到我们心里面那个最高的尊崇。
We lift up this time into your hand.
我们真的是将以下的时间恭敬交托仰望在你的手里。
In Jesus' precious name we pray.
这样的祷告是奉我主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
Amen. Thank the Lord.
感谢主。
Our brother...shared with us upon the matter of Matthew chapter 24 last Sunday.
我们的弟兄在上个礼拜向我们交通了马太福音的二十四章。
And the question that struck with me the most was, who then is the faithful and wise servant?
有一个问题在这一个多礼拜当中一直环绕在我的心中，就是谁是那一个忠心有见识的仆人。
So today I just want to continue the fellowship upon this matter of being a bond servant of God.In the context of Romans 15.
所以今天我想继续就着神的仆人这个点来交通罗马书第十五章。
So why don't we read the Bible, book of Romans chapter 15?
让我们先读一下罗马书第十五章。
Verse 2 to 6.
第二节到第六节。
Romans chapter 15.
罗马书十五章。
Verse 2 to 6.
二到六节。
And I'll read one verse in English, and Sister Jin is going to read the verse in Chinese.
我读一节英文，翻译的姊妹读一节中文。
Romans chapter 15, verse 2.
罗马书十五章第二节。
Each of us is to please his neighbor for his good, to his edification.
我们个人务要叫灵舍喜悦，使他得益处，建立德行。
For even Christ did not please himself, for it, as it is written, the reproaches of those who reproach you fell on me.
因为基督也不求自己的喜悦，如经上所记，辱骂你人的辱骂都落在我身上。
For whatever was written in the earlier times was written for our instruction, so that through perseverance and the encouragement of the scriptures we might have hope.
从前所写的圣经都是为教训我们写的。叫我们因圣经所生的忍耐和安慰可以得着盼望。
Now may the God who gives perseverance and encouragement grant you to be of the same mind with one another according to Christ Jesus.
但愿赐忍耐安慰的神叫你们彼此同心效法基督耶稣。
So that with one accord you may with one voice glorify the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
一心一口荣耀神，我们主耶稣基督的父。
Thank the Lord.
感谢主。
When the Lord saved us,
当我们蒙拯救之后
，He didn't just save us to give us a set of biblical instructions to follow.
主拯救我们，并不是让我们去跟随一套圣经教学的规程
，But rather He gave us His perfect role model.
相反，他给了我们一个完美的榜样。
Christ Jesus, His only begotten Son.
那就是基督耶稣，他的独生子。
Remember on the Mount of Transfiguration.
记得在变化山上吗？
The Father said.
天父说。
This is my beloved Son.
这是我的爱子。
Listen to Him.
你们应当听他的。
When Jesus Christ was on this earth.
当耶稣基督在这个地上的时候。
He truly showed us how to be a servant of God.
他真实地展现给了我们看如何成为神的仆人。
What it really means to not please himself.
什么叫做不讨自己的喜悦。
And in the book of the gospel.
在四本福音书当中。
Time and again we can see he submit his own will under the will of the Father.
在四本福音书当中，我们可以看见他一次又一次的将自己的意思完全降服在神的旨意之下。
Suffer the cross.
承受了十架的苦难。
And he learned obedience through his sufferings.
从他的苦难当中学会了顺从。
And because of that,
因此
God was so satisfied to a point that he is now granted with the name that is above every name.
因此神的心满足到一个地步，就赐给了他那超乎万民之上的名。
And God even sent down the Holy Spirit.For our sake,
神还因着我们的益处，从天上降下了圣灵
，to teach us about Jesus Christ,
将耶稣基督教导给我们。
So as the servant of God,
所以作为神的仆人
，our role model should be Christ alone.
我们的榜样有且只能有基督一人。
You know, there are many ways that we try to please ourselves in service.
在服事上。我们有很多不同的表现方式想要来讨好自己。
Some of them are very obvious.
有一些表现形式是很显而易见的。
But some of them are very sneaky.
而有一些表现的方式是隐而未现的。
I remember when I first came to the SDA.
我记得当我刚来到这个聚会的时候。
I was very eager into entering into service.
我很渴慕进入到侍奉当中。
So whatever opportunities I was given.
有任何的机会临到我。
I would just accept it.
我都说好的，我可以。
Because I wanted to please God.
因为我想要讨神喜悦。
But at the same time, I wanted to please myself.
与此同时，我也想讨好我自己。
And an elderly sister said to me at one time.
有一次，一个姊妹对我说。
You're so busy.
你看上去非常的忙碌。
Your services are seen everywhere.
你的服事随处可见，随时随在。
And at that time, I thought it was a compliment.
在那个时候我以为对不起在那个时候我以为姊妹是在称赞我。
But soon I learned about the way of the cross.
但是很快当我学到了一点十架的道路的时候。
I fell into another extreme.
我就陷入了另一个极端当中。
I tried to only serve in areas that I felt uncomfortable.
我就试着只在那一些我觉得不舒服的领域中服侍。
But one day the Lord showed me.
但某一天神启示给我看见
How easy for me to fall into this law of our flesh.
我是多么容易的掉入到肉体的律法中
Sometimes we don't even realize until the Holy Spirit enlighten us.
有些时候我们是对此无知无觉的要一直等到圣灵开启我们我们才有所察觉
Remember what our brother shared last week about Matthew chapter 27 verse 45.
记得在上个礼拜我们的弟兄分享了马太福音二十四章四十五节。
The faithful and wise servant is the one who give food at the proper time.
在那里说到，忠心有见识的仆人是按时分粮的。
How do we provide food to edify brothers and sisters in the house of God?
我们如何在神的家中按时分粮来建立弟兄姊妹们呢
？Fundamentally, we must be the ones who abide in the life of Christ.
从根本上来讲。我们首先是要那一个住在基督生命里的人。
And the Lord can use us to share his life as food in his house.
主才能够借着我们来在他的家中按时分粮。
Remember Jesus said in John chapter 6.
记得主耶稣在约翰福音六章那里说到的吗
?He who eats of my flesh and drinks of my blood abides in me and I in him.
耶稣在约翰福音六章那里说到吃我肉喝我血的人常在我里面我也常在他里面。
We can only share the abundance of the life of Christ when we ourselves receive his portion.
只有我们自己得到了从主耶稣那里赐予的那一份我们才有可能在他的家中来分享他丰盛的生命给他人。
Do you remember how the Lord served his disciples with the humble attitude?
我们记得吗？主在地上的时候是如何以一个谦卑的心思来服侍他的门徒们的
？Remember how Jesus washed his disciples' feet.
他在地上洗了门徒的脚。
And asked them to do the same with one another.
并且叫门徒们彼此洗脚。
As the servants of God,
作为神的仆人
，we are called to serve one another with the humility of Christ.
作为神的仆人，我们是被呼召以基督的谦卑来彼此服侍。
Jesus didn't just humble himself before God.
主耶稣并没有只是在神面前存心降卑他的自己。
But he also humbled himself among us.
他在我们中间也一样存心谦卑。
took on the form of a bondservant.
他在地上取了奴仆的形象。
Thank the Lord.
感谢主。
For being our perfect example.
感谢主成为我们那个完美的榜样。
So now let's turn our focus to verse 4.
让我们现在来看一下罗马书15章的第四节。
For whatever was written in earlier times was written for our instruction, so that through perseverance and the encouragement of the scriptures we might have hope.
从前所写的圣经都是为教训我们写的，叫我们因圣经所生的忍耐和安慰可以得着盼望。
So here there are three things I want to highlight.
在这节经文当中有三个点我想特别着重的强调。
The first thing is the encouragement of the scriptures.
第一个点是因圣经所生的安慰。
The other thing is through perseverance.
借着忍耐是第二个点。
And the third thing is hope.
第三个点是盼望。
So reading the Bible is very important.
读经是很重要的。
But you can see here from this verse.
但是你在这节经文当中你可以看见。
It is not enough for us to just have the encouragement from the scriptures.
如果只有因圣经所生的安慰是不足够的。
What is the other important key here?
那另一个关键的点是什么呢?
The key is through perseverance.
就是借着忍耐。
With the encouragement of the scriptures, through perseverance, what do we gain?
因圣经所生的安慰,借着忍耐,我们可以得到什么呢?
Hope.
那就是盼望。
In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 4, Paul said,
在以弗所书四章四节那里,保罗说道,
You were called in one hope of your calling.
你们蒙召同有一个指望。
So God's word clearly tells us that there's only one hope.
所以神的话是很清楚地告诉我们,只有一个盼望。
And what is that hope?
那这个盼望是什么呢?
Christ is our eternal inheritance.
这个盼望就是基督是我们永远的基业。
How marvelous that is.
多么的奇妙。
And in 1 Peter chapter 1,
在彼得前书一章那里说到
Peter described this eternal inheritance as,
彼得是这样子来描述这个永恒的基业的
imperishable, undefiled, and will not fade away.
彼得说这个永远的基业是不能朽坏、不能玷污、也不能衰残的
And even better,
更好的是
it is reserved in heaven for us.
这个永远的基业是为我们存在天上的
Does it seem too good to be true for us?
这个听起来太好了，像是不真实的吗？
You know, promise is merely a promise if we didn't go through perseverance.
如果我们不借着忍耐进入到这个应许当中，那么应许不过就是字面上的应许而已。
So what is perseverance?
那么什么是忍耐呢？
In Greek, there are two words that describe perseverance, but with slightly different meanings.
在希腊的原文当中有两个词都被翻译成中文或者英文的忍耐但这两个词是稍许有点不同的。
The one word is macrothymia.
一个词是 macrothymia.
And the other one is hypomone.
另一个词是 hypomone.
Macrothymia represents the patience towards individual weaknesses.
Macrothymia 是指以宽容的耐心以宽容来忍耐个体的软弱。
Hypomone represents patience in waiting for the heavenly promise to be fulfilled.
Hypomone 是指以恒心来等候属天应许的成就。
So from here we can see there are two sides of perseverance.
在这里我们可以看见忍耐的两面。
On one hand,
一方面
to persevere when the Lord is dealing with our sinful nature.
一方面当神在对付我们天然罪性的时候我们当以宽容来忍耐。
To bear the cross so that we can be set free from the entanglement of our old self.
我们要背起自己的十字架才有可能从老旧生命的各样缠累当中被释放出来。
That needs macrothymia.
这是需要 macrothymia 的。
Each liberation from our old self is a real spiritual battle between God and the enemy.
每一次从老我生命当中的释放都是神和仇敌之间一场真实的征战。
God has to win us over bit by bit.
神不得不一点一点地赢回我们。
One battle after another.
一场又一场的征战。
Until we are completely transformed into his character.
一直到我们完全转换成他的性格为止。
But thank God for his macrothymia.
但是因着 macrothymia 来感谢主。
Because he has a lot of patience in dealing with our failures.
因为他真的是以无尽的忍耐来对不起他真的是以无尽的宽容来忍耐了我们的失败。
Thank God for the precious blood of Christ.
为着主耶稣基督的宝血来感谢神。
Thank God for his everlasting covenant.
为着神那个永远的约来感谢神。
And sometimes, as servants of God, we need to have the same macrophonia for ourselves when we are experiencing failures.
有些时候，作为神的仆人，在我们经历失败的时候，我们同样要也要以这个 macrophonia， 就是以宽容来忍耐我们自己。
When we're serving with brothers and sisters in the church,
特别是在我们在教会当中来侍奉弟兄姊妹的时候
，we need even more macrophonia to bear one another weaknesses.
我们就需要更多的 macrophonia 以宽容来担当彼此的软弱。
Now on the other hand of perseverance,
忍耐的另一面
is the word hupomone.
就是希腊文的这个词 hupomone.
Patience in waiting for the heavenly promise.
就是以恒心来等候属天的应许。
This is very precious.
这是非常宝贵的。
This perseverance is positive.
这个忍耐是积极正面的。
And this is what verse 4 here is talking about.
这个忍耐就是罗马书15章4节这里说的忍耐。
But where does it hupomone comes from?
那这个 hupomone 的忍耐是从哪里来的呢？
We know that in Romans 5:3 it says.
我们知道在罗马书5章3节那里说到。
This perseverance is produced by tribulations.
患难生了这个 hupomone 的忍耐。
But it will result in proven character and hope.
而这个 hupomone 的忍耐会生出老练的性格，从而生出盼望。
Thank the Lord.
感谢主。
Sometimes the Lord has to bring us through tribulations and sufferings.
有些时候神不得不带领我们经过一些患难和痛苦。
But if we hang on to the Lord by faith,
但如果我们借着信来持守主的自己
，Our hope in Christ will grow into a more real.
我们在基督里的盼望就会越来越真实。
And as a servant of God,
作为神的仆人
，we must hold fast to this hope.
我们必须持定这个盼望。
You know, recently my mom was expecting a big shipment of surgical masks from Hong Kong.
最近我的母亲，她在期待从香港寄来的一大堆包裹。
But it got lost during the final delivery phase in Houston.
但是这些包裹在休斯顿最后送达的过程当中丢失了。
She was very upset.
她因此心烦意乱。
And she tried to pray to the Lord to set her free.
她尝试着祷告主，希望主能够释放她。
But she couldn't let go of her disappointment.
但她并不能够从这一个失望当中被解脱出来。
But thank the Lord.
感谢主。
Last week she testified to me.
上个礼拜，他向我做了一个小见证。
She just kept waiting upon the Lord.
他就持续等候在神前。
And one day she read the Bible.
有一天他读圣经。
Hebrews 10:34.
他读到希伯来书十章三十四节。
And I'll just read the latter part of it.
我要读一下三十四节的后半段。
Hebrews 10:34.
希伯来书十章三十四节。
Accept joyfully the seizure of your property, knowing that you have for yourselves a better possession and a lasting one.
并且你们的家业被人抢去，也甘心忍受，知道自己有更美长存的家业。
You know, all of a sudden,
突然之间
，the Holy Spirit opened up this verse in her heart.
突然之间圣灵将这节经文在他的心中打开。
That set her free from the disappointment.
这就使他从自己的那些失望的情绪当中被释放出来。
And the grudges against others.
并且也从他从也让他从对他人的抱怨和苦读当中被释放出来。
And rather filled with the glorious hope of the eternal things to come.
不仅如此，还以那一个即将到来的永恒基业中的荣耀盼望充满了他。
So as we hold fast to the Lord with hupomone,
当我们以 hupomone 来持定主的时候
，then the Holy Spirit can encourage us and comfort us through the Word of God.
圣灵就能够借着神的话来劝勉，并且来安慰我们。
Thank the Lord.
感谢主。
With perseverance and the encouragement of the Scriptures, we might have hope.
因圣经所生的安慰，借着忍耐，我们可以得着盼望。
So now let's take a look at verse 5-6.
现在让我们看一下罗马书15章的5-6节。
And here I just want to highlight the phrase to be of the same mind with one another according to Christ Jesus.
在5到5节跟6节当中，在这里我想特别的强调一句话，就是第五节当中那里的，你们彼此同心，效法基督耶稣。
The key phrase here is to be of the same mind with one another according to Christ Jesus.
这里的重点就是在于你们彼此同心，效法基督耶稣。
And there are two false meanings in this phrase.
这句话有两层意思。
One is that we have to have the same mind with Christ.
第一层意思是我们当以基督的心为心。
The other one is to be of the same mind with one another according to Christ Jesus.
第二层意思是你们当照着基督耶稣的心思同有一个心思。
So, what are some of the characteristics of the mind of Christ?
那么基督耶稣的心思有什么特点呢？
And I'll just list a few.
我将举几个例子。
The humility,The purity and simplicity and obedience all comes from Christ.
谦卑、清洁、纯一、顺服，全部都是从基督耶稣的心思中来的。
And it is a big contrast when we compare that to our own mind.
相较于我们自己的心思，这是何等大的反差。
If the Lord opens our eyes,
如果主打开我们的眼睛，
we'll soon realize that how arrogant and disobedient we are.
我们就能够察觉到自己是多么的自高自大，又是多么的顽梗悖逆。
That is our sinful nature.
这是我们天然的罪性。
And that is the pitiful condition of our mind.
这也是我们自己天然的光景中那一个可怜的光景。
But thank the Lord.
感谢主。
When the Lord saved us,
当主救了我们。
God is determined to transform us into the mind of Christ.
神定义要将我们的心思意念转换成基督耶稣的心思意念。
And how precious that is.
多么的宝贵。
All the humility, all the purity, simplicity, and obedience of Christ can be ours.
基督所有的谦卑、清洁、纯一和顺服都可以成为我们的。
But what does it take for us to obtain to this?
那我们如何才能够得到这一些呢？
You know, our sister Jessie Penn Lewis mentioned in one of her books,
宾路易师母之前在他的书中有这么说到。
Our mind is a constant battleground between God and the enemy.
我们的心思一直都是神和仇敌之间征战的主战场。
And each victory depends on which side we stand on.
每一次的得胜都取决于我们是站在哪一边。
If we stand on God's side,
如果我们站在神的这一边，
then it is life and liberty.
那么就是我们得到的将是生命和自由。
But if we don't stand on God's side,
但如果我们不站在神的这一边，
then our mind becomes the playground for the enemy.
我们的心思就会变成一个任由仇敌嬉戏的游乐场，
resulting in death and bondage.
结果就是死亡，就是死和捆锁。
But the pursuit of the same mind does not just stop at our own spiritual growth.
但是追求以基督的心思为心思不应该止步于个人属灵的得着。
Because God didn't just save a few people to love and serve him.
因为神不是只救了一些人，然后让这些少部分的人来爱自己或者侍奉自己。
He desires to gain the church.
他渴望得到他自己的教会。
The body of Christ.
就是基督的身体。
It is the vessel that will manifest the fullness of Christ.
就是基督的身体。彰显基督丰满的那个器皿。
When we pursue to have the same mind in Christ,
当我们追求以基督的心为心的时候，
then each member of this body will submit ourselves under the authority of the head.
当我们追求以基督的心为心的时候，他身体当中的每一个肢体就会将自己完全顺服于元首的权柄之下。
And have the harmony and the unity among each member.
肢体之间也能够彼此和谐。
And only with that,
只有这样，
then we can truly start to experience what it really means in verse 5 to 6.
只有这样，我们才能够真的开始有一点经历，了解在罗马书15章5到6节所表达的意思。
To be of the same mind with one another, according to Christ Jesus.
就是照着基督耶稣彼此同有一个心思。
May the Lord expand our capacity.
真的是愿神扩充我们属灵的度量。
To have the capacity to be mindful of his body when we pursue spiritual growth.
愿神扩充我们属灵的度量到一个地步，当我们在追求灵命成长的时候，同时也能顾念基督的身体。
But I just want to emphasize that there's no shortcut.
但是在这里我想强调，所有的这一些都是没有捷径的。
There is no shortcut for spiritual understanding.
属灵的悟性是没有捷径的。
There's no shortcut for spiritual insights in the Word of God.
对神话语的看见也是没有捷径的。
Our flesh loves shortcut because it only cares about the external appearance.
我们的肉体非常喜欢这一些捷径，因为我们的肉体只关心外表的呈现。
And we want to show others how spiritual we are.
我们的肉体很喜欢展现在人前，让人看见我们是多么的属灵。
But in the spiritual realm,
但是在属灵的境界中，
our true condition cannot hide before God nor the enemy.
我们真实的属灵光景，无论是在神前还是在仇敌面前，都是暴露无遗、赤露敞开的。
So how much we need to be continuously experiencing the purging and the rebuilding of the Holy Spirit in our lives.
我们是多么需要在我们的生命当中持续不断地借着圣灵来经历洁净和重建。
Real spiritual growth comes from revelation and experience in the Holy Spirit.
真正属灵的成长是来自于在圣灵当中的启示和经历。
The Lord is seeking for his faithful servant,Today,
今天主在地上寻找那个忠心又有见识的仆人。
When he trains us through tribulations and challenges in our lives,
当他在我们的生命当中以患难和挑战来训练我们的时候，
do we choose to run away?
我们是选择逃避呢？
Or do we accept and trust the Holy Spirit will bring us through?
我们还是接受这些挑战，并且相信圣灵能够带领我们经过这些患难和挑战。
That is the question for us to consider today.
这就是今天我们需要思想的问题。
That concludes my sharing.
这就是我的分享。
Thank you.
谢谢。
弟兄姊妹们早。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
感谢主啊，我们宣文弟兄先分享到的这个服事的经历和学习，其实他不知道。
We thank the Lord that our brother Sherwin was able to share with us on the experiences of service.
当初他在那边推着那个 Richard 弟兄进进出出的时候，在我的心里面给我多少的激励。
But as we saw our brother serving, brother Richard, it really encouraged me.
所以在我们在主面前认真学习的时候、主就能够用着我们的一举一动来成为别人的供应和安慰。
So as we learn from the Lord, as we serve, we can truly become that encouragement to brothers and sisters around us.
今天早晨主给我一点感动，我想就着过去的三个多月的时间当中一点思考和学习跟弟兄姊妹交通。
And this morning, I would like to share with brothers and sisters, some things the Lord has been teaching and speaking to my heart these past 3 months.
这个新冠疫情对我们，我相信对我们绝大多数的弟兄姊妹来说，在我们的生活、生命当中带进了一个极大的震动。
And this pandemic has truly, I believe, has truly brought a great change to brothers and sisters' lives.
在我在美国生活的28年里面，这是第一次从来没有碰到过像这样子的情形。
And this is the first time I've experienced anything like this in the 28 years of living here in the U.S.
希伯来书第十二章的26节到第28节的说道。
In Hebrews chapter 12 verse 26 to 28 it says,
当时他的声音震动了地，但如今他应许说，再一次我不单要震动地。还要震动天，这再一次的话是指明被震动的，就是受造之物都要挪去，使那不被震动的长存。所以我们既得了不能震动的国，就当感恩，照神所喜悦的，用虔诚敬畏的心侍奉神。
Verse 26, and his voice shook the earth then, but now he has promised saying, yet once more I will shake.Not only the earth, but also the heavens. This expression, yet once more, denotes the removing of those things which can be shaken, as of created things, so that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. Therefore, since we receive a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us show gratitude by which we may offer to God an acceptable service with reverence and awe.
所以当刚刚开始发生的事情之后，在我的内心深处是有个极大的震动。
And when this pandemic first began, there was a great change in my life.
A shaking.
Oh, a great shaking.
因为我突然发觉过去所认为理所当然的似乎不见得是理所当然的。
And the things that I had previous believed in,
taken for granted,
I took for granted.
而我们认为不可能发生的事却实实在在的发生在我们的面前。
And the things that we believed could not happen in our lives, began to happen.
熟悉我的弟兄姊妹都知道过去的三年当中。
And the brothers and sisters that know me in the past 3 years,
我一直都常常花很多的时间在出差。
I spend a lot of time traveling for work.
我盼望能够在家里多待一点时间。
And I often hope that I could stay at home, more often.
过去的三个月我待了很多的时间。
And in these past 3 months, I've spent, this time at home a lot.
我从来没有像这样子长时间的在家里面工作。
And I haven't spent, this much time working from home.
为此我非常感恩。
And so I thank the Lord for this.
然后我发觉在这过程当中有很多很多的事情我们都需要来学习。
And through this experience, I have realized that there are many things that we must learn.
好像似乎神借着这一段时间的经历以及接下去一段时间的经历要在我们个人的生活生命的当侍奉的当中做一些 shaking, 做一些震动。
And it seems that the Lord is using our daily lives and our experiences in these past 3 months as well as in the future that he is doing this work of shaking in our lives.
一开始的在最初的震动的感觉稍稍平淡一些之后
And as the shaking began to calm down,
我就开始思想
I began to reflect.
那这个到底主要我在这个经历当中学一些什么东西
What is the Lord trying to teach me through this experience?
基督徒的一生是不断学习的过程
That the work of, the life of a disciple is to learn constantly.
在马可在马太福音的24章，我们的弟兄在2个多月以前跟我们交通第24章的第8节。
And in Matthew chapter 24, our brother shared with us a couple weeks ago.
这里说，他说这都是灾难的起头，或者生产之难的起头。
But all these things are merely the beginning of birth pains.
这句话当我们的弟兄当那次在交通当中讲到的时候在我里面是起了一个极大的enlightenment, 就是光照。
And as our brother was sharing these verses, there was a great enlightenment in my heart.
你知道主的话是带着能力带着光的。
And the Lord's word, brings that power and brings that light.
当这句话进来的时候我好像似乎突然明白过来。
And when this word entered my heart, I had this realization.
这只不过是灾难的起头。
This is just the beginning of birth pains.
就是我们个人，我们对一个情形，一个特殊的情形发生的时候。
And when we experience, this, specific event.
我们很容易有的第一个反应就是，怎么样才能熬过去？
Our initial reaction is to how do we get over this?
我们祷告说主啊求你救我们脱离这个情形。
And we oftentimes pray to the Lord, bring us out of the situation.
但是当这句话来的时候我好像突然就安静下来了。
But when, these words were shared, there was a great calmness within my heart.
这不过是灾难的起头。
This is merely the beginning.
这将是我们接下去很长一段时间生活的常态。
And this is, soon to become the new normal of our lives.
你知道前段时间我在读这个Oswald Chambers 弟兄的这本这个竭诚为主。My utmost.
I was, reading, My Utmost for His, Highest.By Oswald Chambers.
它里面有讲到一个感觉很能摸到我。
And there was one thing that he spoke really spoke to my heart.
他说我们啊，很常常有一个错觉。
That oftentimes,
we make misconception.
We have a misconception.
就是我们以为这个灾难啊，这个艰难啊，它是一个是一个 exception， 它是一个不同寻常的事。
That oftentimes we view disasters or certain events as an exception.
但其实灾难是人生的常态。
But in reality, these disasters is truly it's a
norm.
Yeah.
其实我们的人生是充满了各种各样的艰难的。
When we look at our own lives, we see that there is so much chaos within our own lives.
主要用着灾难，用着这些艰难的时候，时刻在我们的人生命当中做一些工作。
And the Lord is able to use these hardships within our lives to do a work of teaching.
所以一个非常重要人，一个非常重要的学习，就是学习与这些艰难的时刻共存。
And so the important lesson that we must learn is that through these hardships, we need to come before the Lord.
在这样的艰难的时刻当中，学习有安息。
And that in this time of hardship, that we need to learn the lesson of peace.
这是我在这段时间学习的第一件事情。
And this was the first lesson that I learned throughout this pandemic.
当主的话来的时候，他把我带进，重新一次带回到那安息的情形当中。
That when the Lord, a word of the Lord comes to me, that I can come into this place of rest.
我就开始专注到主面前来寻求，到底我应该怎样的在这样的环境当中来学习。
And that I can come and I can learn before the Lord.
那心中所有的一切的焦虑，那一切的忧愁，那些担心都过去了。
That the worries and the things of our hearts can truly pass away.
第二个我学习的就是
And the second thing that I learned was
我们的主在马可福音第十四章
That in
35节
Mark chapter 14 verse 35
这里讲到他稍往前走伏伏在地祷告说倘若可行便叫那时候过去他说阿爸父啊在你凡事都能求你将这杯除撤去，然而不要从我的意思，只要从你的意思。
Verse 35 to 36, and he went a little beyond them and fell to the ground and began to pray that if it were possible, the hour might pass him by. And he was saying, Abba Father, all things are possible for you. Remove this cup from me, yet not what I will, but what you will.
在这里用到了一个词，他说叫那时候过去。
And there's a phrase here that says that if it were the hour might pass him by.
这里给我一个感觉，就是我们的主当他在面对的时候
，And this gave me a feeling that as our Lord was encountering this.
这句话是他在科西马尼园的时候说的。
And this is the words that are the Lord Jesus Christ spoke in the Garden of Gethsemane.
当他知道自己很快就要面对十字架的时刻。
That as he knew that the way of the cross was before him,
他心里非常的难过
that his heart was heavy,
非常的沉重
and that he was deeply saddened.
他就说了这句话
and so he spoke these words.
他说盼望那个时候能够过去
and he hoped that this hour might pass him by.
但是很快的他就说 不要从我的意思，只要从你的意思。
But quickly after that, he said, yet not what I will, but what you will.
因为他深深地知道他是为着那个时刻来的。
Because he knew that the purpose that he was here was for that purpose.
这个情形在我的心里面给我很多的激励。
And this, the scene, this part in the Bible really spoke to my heart.
就是我们的主给我们做了一个很好的榜样。
And that our Lord was a great
a good
role model, example for us.
但他求的不是这个时候过去。
And that he hoped that it wasn't that it would just pass him by.
而是 他是为着这个时候，他不忘记他是为着这个时候来的。
But that he did not forget his purpose.
并且他是在这个时候里面要得胜。
That in this time that he would overcome.
这也是我们在我们这个环境当中所要学习的。
And as we are living in this condition, this is something that we must learn as well.
我知道我们当中很多弟兄姊妹最近一段时间都一直活在那个恐惧和担心的当中。
And I trust that many brothers and sisters are currently living in this condition of worry and fear.
我们的主在这里给我们一个榜样说，我们不是求这个时候过去。
And our Lord is truly an example for us that we might not just let this moment pass us by.
而是盼望这个时候成为我们在主面前学习长进的机会。
But in this time that we can come before the Lord, that we can learn this lesson of waiting on Him.
在希伯来书的第三章十二节。
And in Hebrews chapter 3.
十二节。
In verse 12.
他讲到，总要趁的还有今日，天天彼此相劝，免得你们中间有人被罪迷惑，心里就刚硬了。
This verse.Take care, brethren, that there not be in any one of you an evil, unbelieving heart that falls away from the living God. But encourage one another day after day, as long as it is still called today, so that none of you will be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin.
Amen. 这里讲到总要趁着还有今日。
And this verse speaks on as it is still called today.
我们亲爱的林环弟兄也给我们有这个交通过。
And our dear brother Juan also shared with us before.
我也非常阿们这个感觉。
And I truly amen this feeling.
基督徒的人生是一个今日的人生。
And that the experience of a Christian is a daily experience.
是他没有叫我们看得太远。
That it's not asking us to look into the future.
他叫我们明白他今天在做什么。
But that we must realize what we are doing today.
他也告诉我们他要成就什么。
And it speaks on what we will overcome today.
但是他要求我们在今天就来跟随他。
But that he hopes that we might follow after him today.
所以当我们开始抬起头来仰望他。
And as we lift our heads and we follow after him.
好好的专注于过我们今天所要过的日子的时候。
As we live the life of today,
我们发觉所有一切的恐惧和不安就会过去。
We soon realize that the worries of today, that the fears of today will pass away.
在至于我们今天所要过的日子当中所要学习的功课。
And so as we live in our daily lives, that we can learn this lesson before the Lord.
我们我在我的这段时间当中。
And in this time,
我发觉有一个重要的，有几样重要的学习。
And there's a couple of key lessons that I've learned.
一个我就是在时间的运用上面。
And it is the one lesson that I've learned is time management.
你知道，在我们这个在很长一段时间在外面工作的时候。
And as we work in the professional career life.
你发觉在你的个人的生活、家庭的生活和在你的工作的生活中间，好像有一个很清楚的这个分别。
That we can see a clear distinction between our family life, our home life, from our work life.
好像这条线，当你在家里面工作的时候，就变得不那么的明显。
But when we work from home, this distinction is blurred.
这些，而且同样的，很多其他的界限，时间上的划分也变得不太明显。
And that the way we spend our time is is oftentimes blurred as well.
我们很容易就进到一样事情当中，就把时间都花在那个上面。
And it is very easy for us to enter into something and waste our time there.
在一开始的时候，我也是这样子的。
And when this pandemic first started, this was my experience.
我发觉时间过得很快。
I felt that the time passed me by very quickly.
不知不觉一天就十几个钟头在工作上。
And without notice, a couple hours of work has passed me by.
而结果主就在里面提醒我。
And the Lord reminded me.
这个东西是一件非常重要的学习。
And this is an important lesson.
就是我们的家庭也需要我们。
That our families need us as well.
我们的孩子也需要我们。
Our children need us.
我们的师父，我们不能因为工作的事花太多的时间，结果就忽略了其他的侍奉上的需要，家庭里面的需要。
And we cannot, because of work, forget the needs of the family.
我就祷告说，主啊，求你提醒我。
And so I prayed to the Lord, may He remind me.
我失去感觉的时候，求主就在里面提醒我。
And when I forgot this, I asked the Lord to remind me.
我还觉得主真的很信实。
And I believe that the Lord is truly faithful.
他就会提醒我。
And that He would oftentimes remind me.
还有一个重要的学习。
And another important lesson.
尤其是在聚会的生活上面，有很多有一个非常重要的学习。
And it is an important lesson in this church life.
很长一段时间这样时间够在教会的聚会之后习惯了一些形式。
And from meeting week after week had some small habits that were formed.
这些形式我们经年累月我们好像不经意当中已经成为习惯。
And without notice that these things have become cemented into our lives.
好像没有了他们我们觉得好像总是觉得怪怪的。
And without these things, it sometimes feels that it might be a little weird.
所以当我们开始在线上聚会的时候，我一开始有非常就有一段时间非常的不习惯。
And so when we began to meet online, I was not very used to this format.
无论是交通也好，
whether it was in fellowship,
还是擘饼也好，
or breaking of bread,
总是觉得好像割了一层什么东西。
It felt like there was this separation.
主就在那边教导我们。
And the Lord was able to show me.
这好像是借着这一段时间的这个关锁啊。
That in this time of isolation.
叫我们开始有一些外面的东西开始被脱落。
That the things of this world were slowly stripped away.
学习寻求进入里面的自由。
And that we can enter into this inward fellowship.
这个对着电脑，对着这个 video， 来说话，好像没有不怎么，现在不是那么不习惯了。
And now currently speaking to a video or a camera isn't that weird of a concept anymore.
跟弟兄姊妹隔着电话，隔着 internet 一起擘饼，好像没有不是那么不习惯了。
And we start to get used to breaking of bread through this internet format.
反而比较专注于里面与主之间与弟兄姊妹之间真实的交通。
But what is important is this inward fellowship that we have with brothers and sisters and with the Lord.
第三个我们主给我的一个很重要的学习就是
And this third lesson that the Lord has taught me.
主提醒我把我带回到我以前学过的一些经文啊我读给大家听。
And the Lord brought me back to a couple verses that He spoke to me.
约翰一书的第二章第二十七节。
In 1 John chapter 2 verse 27.
他说你们从主所受的恩膏常存在你们心里并不用人教训你们自有主的恩膏在凡事上教训你们这恩膏是真的不是假的你们要按这恩膏的教训住在主里。
As for you, the anointing which you receive from him abides in you, and you have no need for anyone to teach you. But as his anointing teaches you about all things, and is true, and is not a lie, and just as it has taught you, you abide in him.
然后约翰福音的第十章第四节。
In John chapter 10 verse 4.
他说到，既放出自己的羊来，就在前头走，羊也跟着他。因为认得他的声音。
When he puts forth all his own, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice.
然后在诗篇的六十三篇的第八节，他讲到。
And in Psalms chapter 63 verse 8.
我心紧紧地跟随你，你的右手扶持我。
My soul clings to you, your right hand upholds me.
这个越是在这样的现在这样的情形当中
And in the current condition that we live in,
主越是在里面呼召我们在里面跟随他
The Lord calls us to follow him not outwardly but inwardly
他来呼召我们经历这个恩高教训的真实。
That he calls us to come before him and learn this reality.
这个这件事在我以前基督徒的生命当中是一个重要的突破。
And this is something that is an important lesson that we learn in our Christian living.
今天这一次主在里面重新一次提醒我。
And this time, through this pandemic, the Lord was able to remind me from this as well.
外面的可以不停的变化。
That outside, outwardly, the world can change.
里面的是不能失去的。
But inwardly, it must not ever change.
这个我们都要来学习听他的声音。
And so we need to come to know his voice.
学习来顺服这恩膏的教训。
And that we need to obey and follow after the leading of the Spirit.
你知道诗篇63篇我们刚才读的这一节经文。
And in Psalms chapter 63 verse 8.
是大卫在他里面动摇被环境的惧怕所动摇的时候他所说的话。
It was a psalm that was written by David as his world was changing constantly.
他觉得里面他自己的话说我的心必不很动摇。
And
I will not be shaking too much.
And in this psalm, he speaks on how he will not be shaken.
他其实他的心里面在动摇。
And but in that current condition that he was in, he was actually in this time of change.
结果他说我心紧紧地跟随你。
But he says, my soul clings to you.
这个你仔细读的时候他说我心紧紧。
And this word clings.
他告诉我们他这个时候越是在这个时候越是要紧紧地抓住主。
That is the times change around us that we need to cling to the Lord.
把我们的心全心地放在主的身上。
And that we need to put our heart before him.
主一直在你知道主在我们教会这么多年他在这边给我们这样的托付。
And as we learn from the Lord through all these years,
我们很多弟兄姊妹都明白
that many brothers and sisters truly come to realize
他要在这里建造他的教会
that he is building up his church
我们要一同来学习建造基督的身体
and that we need to learn the work of building up his body
这个不是高大上的宣告
this is not a high calling
这是我们的主在这里呼召我们每一位有心的弟兄姊妹真实的进入在他面前美好的学习。
But that this is a reality and a lesson that every brother and sister must learn to come into.
当我们得着经的学习我们得着一些的时候。
And as we enter into this lesson, we have,
我们学习来供应教会。
We learn to build up this church.
身体是这样一点点建造起来。
And that the body is built up slowly.
好我们有点祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主我们实在感谢你
Lord, we truly thank you.
你实在是一位活的神
That you are a living God.
你是天地的主你掌管这一切
That you are God and Lord over all.
是你亲自的为我们预备了这些环境
And that you have brought us into this condition.
为的是叫我们在你面前有美好的学习
It is so that we can learn a wonderful lesson.
有不断的长进
And that we can continue to grow.
好叫你自己的旨意真是行在地上如同行在天上。
And may your will be done here on earth as it is in heaven.
我们把感谢和赞美都归给你。
We thank you and we praise you.
奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray this in Jesus' most precious name. Amen.
好我们最后还有点报告啊。
And lastly, we have some announcements.
这个一样的我们教会鼓励弟兄姊妹们参加每一周的聚会。
And we encourage brothers and sisters to attend the weekly meetings.
我们有具体的聚会的安排在教会的网页上面都有公布。
And the announcements are all written on our website.
Yeah, 除了礼拜二、礼拜五主日的聚会之外。
And apart from the prayer meeting, the Bible study, and the Sunday meetings,
我们在礼拜六的晚礼拜六也晚上也有这个东南区和这个福音周六的福音的聚会。
And this Saturday, the Southeast District, as well as the Gospel, the Saturday Gospel meeting will have a joint meeting.
格外的周五和礼周日我们都有给孩子们的聚会。
And then on Sunday, as well as Friday, there are children's services as well.
请我们弟兄姊妹做父母的，我们这个段时间格外的关爱我们的孩子。
And we encourage parents to
care for
their children and the way they meet.
格外的关心我们孩子们属灵的长进。
And that we can care for the spiritual growth of our children.
鼓励他们聚会。
And that we can encourage them to meet together.
给他们有聚会的机会。
And that we can give them the opportunity to meet.
给他们祷告。
And that we can pray for them.
好，第二个就是，因为疫情的缘故。
And because of the pandemic.
Bank of America.美国银行要求就是我们奉献的支票啊，对教会奉献的支票。
And that the Bank of America has set a new guideline.
请弟兄姊妹注意，都要用全名 ，SCA 不行，就会被 reject， 会被弹回来。
That the checks written for offerings must have the full name Seattle Christian Assembly written and not just SCA or it will bounce.
是，请弟兄姊妹一定要用全名 Seattle Christian Assembly.
And we want to remind brothers and sisters if you are writing checks for offerings to write the full name Seattle Christian Assembly.
还有一个就是要来的周六教会我们有个福音的聚会。
And this coming Saturday, there's a gospel meeting.
是用 Zoom 也是线上的福音的聚会。
And it is also online using Zoom.
是我们亲爱的从加州来的张家昌弟兄要我们传福音。
And our brother Zhang from California will be speaking.
题目是悔改进天国。
And the theme is repent and enter the kingdom of heaven.
请弟兄姊妹为这个事这个聚会祷告。
And we ask brothers and sisters to pray for this meeting.
也踊跃的参加。
And, as well as attend.
我跟弟兄姊妹说，这个也是我们一个新的学习。
And this is another lesson that we can learn.
我还从来没参加过在线上的福音聚会。
I've never, experienced a gospel meeting online before.
愿主用着这个聚会，来，拯救这些失丧的灵魂。
May the Lord truly use this, to seek the lost souls of this earth.
还有下主日的信息是由这个孙家荣弟兄和这个李世博弟兄来传讲信息。
And next week, next Sunday, our brother Ben Sun and our brother Shi Po Lee will be sharing.
And 柯云弟兄和这个 Nelson 弟兄将会翻译。
And brother Yun Ke and brother Nelson Chu will be interpreting.
好，我们。今天的聚会就到这里。
And this will conclude our meeting today.
好，愿主祝福弟兄姊妹。
May the Lord bless brothers and sisters.